Here we go again. The Bad Boys of Europe back. St. Paddy's Day edition. We got a special show lined up today. We got some good stuff ahead. Dust Stalker in the house.
Always.
John Padres. What's going on, guys?
What up? I love Irish Cultural Appropriation Day, man. That's
absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely. One day a year. I drank Guinness last weekend, actually. It was pretty fucking good.
I dyed my pubes green for this.
Yeah. And just this time of year?
Yeah.
It's a lovely thing. We got some fun stuff in store today. We're going to drink a lot of beer. We're going to have a good time. Game of Beers PDX podcast. Do this. And we're back here with the Brown Padres favorite segment of the show. What are we doing today, Brown Padres?
We're chugging an Irish Fun Bomb.
Yes,
for
we
the
are.
Chug segment.
In honor of our Irish brethren, yeah, we're going to take some Irish car bombs.
Well, but Brown Padres is mostly Irish.
I think so. I think he.
I was raised Irish Catholic. I don't know if I actually am, but
he's Scottish bitch.
Northern.
Yeah, we went to three different stores today trying to buy cans of Guinness, and we struck out. So fuck Jackson's. We don't want to say anything bad about Pie Pantry, but fuck them. They don't carry Guinness.
Yes, seriously, yeah, Jackson's and Pie Pantry, you're fucking up. I mean, a Guinness is a Guinness, man. It's a good beer.
Yeah, I don't understand
it's
why.
It's a light beer. It's a great beer to have
every
all the time.
Every store should be carrying Guinness for this week. So we ended up had a little ghetto mart, and we got bottles. We didn't get cans. We ended up getting bottles of Guinness Extra Stout. It's not the same thing, but it still works. It does the job.
Yeah, so it's the extra stout, a little bit higher ABV, but also just like a little bit more taste.
It doesn't have like the widget thing that makes it like, you know, cascade.
Yeah, it doesn't have the CO2 ball thing that makes it light and fluffy. But so we're going for it, though.
Yeah,
we're not children.
We have coagulated JMO and Bailey's right now. We're dropping it in.
There you go. Yeah. Nice trace.
Saluda. Top of the morning to you. Whew. Oh! By the way, that's the second one we've done here in the past 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Here, I don't know. We're probably gonna get a little drunk here, but yeah, it's delicious, man. It's the time of year when you're gonna do it. You gotta do it 100%.
They're energizing too.
It's such a silly thing, and it's super bro-y and super frat boy. But it's fucking good.
It's goddamn delicious. And every time we do it, I feel pumped up. I want to go fucking rage right now.
Yeah, it's fun to do. Like I get your whole scene, frat boy.
Yeah.
Like it's fucking fun.
Probably gonna go hit up the Dixie later than that,
yeah.
Right?
But I promise,
we're gonna go get drunk, get in a fight, get in the drunk tank.
We're probably not gonna date rape anyone though. I promise.
Yes, that's hopefully not the stalker, but I'll keep an eye on you apparently later. Yeah, great chug segment. We love Jameson. We like Guinness. Bailey's is a nice little topper, Harley, in the scheme of things, and yeah,
it's all a good thing.
Yeah, seriously. We're gonna be doing these all day long.
Jameson's
so.
Awesome. Yeah, Bailey's is for what it is. It's cool.
Yeah,
and Guinness is red. Guinness is fucking
mother
red beer.
Brown Padres doesn't fuck around here. He gets the only name brand stuff here. This is not knockoffs. This isn't
Jimison and Foley's or Haley's. This is the
top shelf,
the actual name brand.
Yeah,
which yeah, I guess
not the Kirkland brand.
yeah, definitely. So yeah, good time. Take a look. Beer of the Week segment coming up here, and I forgot to mention that we are in Copers Junior. We're getting ready for the NCAA March Madness tournament coming up next week. That's where we throw down really hard. You might remember last year we had I think we talked about what kegs we were gonna pour for it, and
We had a lost episode. Our first lost episode.
Yeah. We've had like five more since then, but that was the first lost episode.
So, for the listeners out there, we have a bunch of lost episodes where we get so drunk that it just becomes a meaningless babble, and it's just, it can't be released.
Yeah, his Rob Podrep, if you want to hear him though, because he has
we still have them all. They might, you know, they might come out like at a on a secret track the on the greatest
the B sides.
Yeah, but when we start pressing episodes on Wax, you know, maybe goes.
Well, the thing is, I mean, we care about you, the listeners, and we don't want to give you an inferior product.
It's true. So
we've been a little quiet lately, but we have actually been filming or recording some of these, but we've been too drunk to put together anything that's
sellable. Talking in the microphone.
It's a downward spiral.
I don't know what the fuck we're saying.
It's a fucking downward spiral, man. We get together and it's...
Yeah.
Before you know it, if we don't record within the first 30 minutes that we're hanging out, all of a sudden we're all wasted. Yeah. And
well, I want to think, like, last time, Brad Podge and I, like, we had some beers and before Death Talk, and I was like, the first time I've seen y'all motherfuckers in, like, for like 2 weeks or something.
It's busy times, man. A lot of second shit out of airplanes.
The airplanes are really full. Those toilets are clogged.
Well, that was I think every Boeing plane is landed right now. So you probably a little slower at work, but we're at Copers, which is one of our favorite pieces of the podcast, and we're in here. Like I said, watching college basketball right now. We got a big week coming up.
Got some money on the games.
Yeah, money line bets.
I just lost $20 on San Diego State. Fuck you, San Diego State. Fuck
Merrill.
You
let's go Powder. Let's go Merrill. We'll talk about our sleeper teams maybe in a segment coming up. But let's talk about our beers of the week. Death Stalker, how was your beer drinking week, my man?
It was pretty non-wonderful.
Really?
Just a lot of go tos. Nothing. I didn't branch out and do a lot of one offs. But I did have one Thursday called Crescendo by Block 15.
We big fans of Block 15 here on the podcast,
Big fans. And it was just great because it was a West Coast IPA, 7%, and it just went down super smoothly, and I had two of them back to back.
I feel like the West Coast is coming back.
It is coming back.
I hope, like, this hazy trend, like, hazies are cool for what they are.
Yeah,
if it's done really well, it's a rad beer. But there's just so many shitty ones out there.
Yep.
I feel like hazies are coming back. I'm fucking ecstatic. Yeah. I can't wait.
Give me a mediocre West Coast over mediocre.
Seriously, hazy. At least it's drinkable. It's not like super sweet and full of fucking bullshit.
Let's transition that into your beer of the week then, because I believe yours is a West Coast IPA too, right?
Oh yeah, I don't know. I have a Washington beer here.
Washington.
Washington. It's not from Oregon.
No, it's not.
It's from Washington. It's ribbons. It's bits and bobs.
You've been drinking the shit out of that beer.
Drinking the shit out of it. I will say, like, so this year I've been drinking a fuck ton of Bodhi. I've been all over Bodhi.
Yeah.
I've still been banging on my my green cans.
That's ripping for all you.
The
ripping,
yeah.
Sun River Brim.
I've been ripping on those. I'm a loyal ripping guy because the beer is really fucking good, 6%. But Bodhi's been where it's at. So Bits and Bobs is a seasonal from Rubens. It just came out a few weeks ago. It'll probably be here, who knows, another month or so. You can find the six packs for between $10.99 or $11.99.
Sure. It's a cool can too, by the way.
7% West Coast IPA. It's fucking bomb. I'm crushing these. I'll bring a six pack home. I want to drink the whole six pack and my wife will end up drinking all of them.
Damn it.
So then I'm like filing through the back of the cabinet. So then next time I just buy 2 6 packs, you know?
Yeah,
and then your wife drinks six of them.
Yeah, and then I drink six and she drinks six, and I'm like, oh man, maybe we have a problem.
Yeah,
but fuck, we have a problem with having fun, motherfucker.
I don't have a problem having
that's
fun.
That's impossible.
I can't have enough fun.
Rubens, on that note, my beer of the week is Rubens beer as well. It's Hazelicious. I believe it's a new year-round offering from our friends at Rubens. It is a hazy IPA. It's really tropical, fruity, 6%. It's a crusher, and I think Brown Padre had a couple of those this week as well. It's just a really well-made beer. It's really accessible. I believe you can find it at most like New Seasons or specialty grocery stores. And yeah, year-round beer from those guys. It'll probably be a staple in my fridge, like the City of Dreams. But it's one of those beers, yeah, literally drank four of them the other night just at my house and was like, oh, Jesus, I just drank four of these beers.
That's super cool that it's year-round. So I got a six-service this week, and I just took a flyer on it. I was going in for Bits and Bobs, and it was right next to it. And I was like, oh, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
Checked out the can. It was like a month and a half, maybe 2 months old, the stamp on the bottom. So I was a little hesitant, but I just said, oh, fuck it, I got it. It was still fucking great.
Yeah.
I totally dig this beer. I had a great week, like, drinking a bunch of Bits and Bobs. Yeah,
I'm excited.
I think I had a shitty week because you were so sick, though.
Well, that's another thing. But I just want to say this because I'm kind of proud. I went a couple of days without drinking beers because I'm so fucking sick.
Wow!
Thank you, guys.
This is the guy that was puking on the streets of Salem when he was so sick, but it would not stop the guy from puking.
Yeah, no, I went a couple days without drinking because I basically couldn't even lift my head up to drink anything. I had to like a fucking IV attached to me to get Gatorade into my.
You put a beer in the IV?
Yeah, right.
That should be a new thing. Let's patent that. All right, I'll shut this off.
Anyway, that's beer of the week. Good job, boys. Coming up for the Game of Beers, boys. March Madness.
Easily favorite time of year.
I mean, yeah, we do it right usually. I think we're getting older now, so we're not going to be taking Thursday, Friday off like we used to.
It's the most wonderful days of the year.
It really is. The bad boys of beer got to work. Yeah. but we're still going to party. Right? We're going to party still, right?
100%.
So we're going to be at Copers Junior, right? We figured out we're going to do it here.
Keg of Wanderlust, maybe Boneyard coming in.
Which is great. We're just going to do one keg. We're going to throw it out. It'll probably just be us three drinking beer for 72 hours.
Yeah, people will be popping in and out, but it'll mostly be us just hanging and banging.
Yeah, right. Money line bets, over-unders. We're going to be...
Parlays, maybe?
Yeah, we're going to be losing some cash. Yeah, that's for sure.
It's fine.
Our bookie's been a little slow today.
Shout out to our boy down in San Diego. What the fuck are you doing down there, man?
Fucking loser.
We're going to talk about the same tournament here in a little bit. Brown Padres, any teams that we should be looking out for this tournament in your brachiology?
So I don't really get into the main teams, the good teams. I like to talk just about fucking the Cinderellas.
Yeah.
You know, the teams that no one knows. We're in the West. I like to kick it in the Mountain West.
You know what I'm saying?
And Utah State just beat down the dirty, dirty Aztecs a couple hours ago. And they look pretty sick, dude. They got this fucking point guard named Merrill.
Merrill was good.
Killing it.
They got this dude like that looks like Powder, just raining threes.
And the hustle on Powder, too, blew me away.
Yeah, just really really stoked every time he does anything. And then a great center. I would take him in the first round game. I bet they'd be about 11, yeah. Maybe 10, 11, 12 seed. If they go up against a big conference team, they're going to give him a run, dude, especially if Powder's banging those threes down.
My problem is there's a lot of white guys on that team, though. A lot of white guys.
It is Utah State.
Yeah, it's true. I mean,
I think Merrill was getting married like, in 2 weeks.
They're from Utah. They're like 25-year-old sophomores, you know.
It's
like
true.
They're playing against 18, 19-year-old kids, and they're 25 and 26.
So there's a lot more time in the gym.
So you heard it here. So Utah State upset special.
We don't know who they're playing yet, but
they're going to be like an 11.
Call your bookie
seed and give them a shot.
Nice.
Merrill alone
is going to.
And if anyone here has a better bookie than our guy in Chula Vista, please let us know because our bookie's really just shit in the bed. He's
100%.
Taking a long time, getting stuff wrong.
All right, Deathstalker, who are you looking at in the upset special in the opening
round? I've got to go from the Northeast Conference. Fairleigh Dickinson.
Fairleigh Dickinson.
So I'm looking
That's
at
a
them.
Good Dickinson.
I'm looking at them right now. So they took down St. Francis, PA,
the Power,
Robert Morris, and Wagner, all in the tournament. And then go back a little further, before the tournament started, they took down Central Connecticut State, Mount St. Mary's, Wagner again, Sacred Heart, and Bryant Universities. So they're on a hot streak, they're on fire, they can't be stopped.
All right.
I'm going to least Sweet 16 for these guys.
Fairleigh Dickinson, nice.
Are you thinking they're going to be a play-in game? Then they're probably going to, if Virginia gets the one seed, they'll beat Virginia.
Guaranteed.
And then they'll be whoever.
I already
sneak into the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I already gave my bookie $300. I'm riding Fairleigh, dude.
I like it. Well, I'm going to go for the Wofford Terriers.
Woo!
From South Carolina. Sweet 16 bid all the way. I bet they'll be like an 8-9 seed.
Wofford will be 8-9 seed,
I think so. Maybe a 7 seed. They had a good seed.
They'll be like 13.
You know, so they're going to do a little upset special.
Maybe
round
12.
One.
Maybe they're
upset
5-12.
Upset special round 1. Beat like the 2 seed fucking, maybe like Michigan State or some shit.
Man. Or Virginia.
It's always Virginia. Or maybe
sure.
Duke.
You know, and Wofford. There it is. Put in the books. You heard it here first. Wofford Terriers going to the Sweet 16.
Right, so if we do a parlay of Wofford, Fairleigh Dickinson, and Utah State. Yeah,
yeah,
a three-game parlay, round 1.
Put $20 and then you probably win $500. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy on that bet. It's a favorite time of year for us.
Plus, we got Masters right around the corner, too.
Oh, man.
Beautiful time of year.
Can't wait. The azaleas are blooming in Augusta right now. I guarantee it.
I can smell from here.
Oh, man, it's a beautiful thing. So, yeah.
Anything else?
Good. Get active for the tournament. Talk to you guys in a minute.
We're pretty tired. We spent all day cleaning up Cobras Jr. We're pretty exhausted.
This is a shithole.
You guys like worked really hard, and I want to thank Bits and Bobs and JMO and Bailey's. You guys are my boys.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Guinness Extra Stout. You're not my boy, but you worked in a pinch. So thank you for showing up last minute.
Yeah, we did a good. I want to thank you guys just for hanging out with me, man. You guys are rad.
I don't want to thank you though, Genie. You're supposed to bring wings and Guinness.
Hey,
you
I tried, and no one sells Guinness in this town except like motherfucking Fred Meyer or Safeway or something.
Yeah,
like
so Genie hits us up. He's like, "Hey, I want to hang out today." I said, "Okay, bring some wings and bring some Guinness."
Yeah,
so he shows up. No wings, no Guinness.
he
tried to substitute like a fucking double imperial Russian stout. I brought stouts.
You guys can fuck. You know, I'm out of here.
He's drinking a Bowie Hellas Lager. What a fucking bitch, dude. He's drinking that right now.
Yeah, that's goddamn right.
Shameful.
Yeah. Anyway,
what would
Wolfram
think about you?
Yeah. Fuck you guys, but I love you. Gamers PDX Podcast at Brown Pride Days, where can they find us at?
Gamers PDX, motherfucker, and then fucking anywhere you can get podcasts, you can find us. Just search Game of Beers. If you don't find us, Game of Beers PDX, whatever, it doesn't matter. You're going to find us. We're going to rock your world.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
You're going to go to sleep thinking about like the beers that we're drinking.
We'll see if we can put something together next weekend.
Yeah,
last year, it was the first episode. So
a little hairy.
We'll see if we can do one before everyone's in the bag.
We're going to keep it together. Yeah, Stan Bridge PDX Podcast. I love you guys. Good show, boys.
Yep.